has been accepted by everyone. Did you want anything beyond this? What else did our nation want? So this point indicates the fact that in case a people resists, and this is what was admitted to and confessed by the U.S. president, that the people of Iran has this will maintain its national pride and zeal with all might. They will not surrender and bow down to pressure. Well, in the course of 8 years of Holo defense, that's the Iraq-imposed war, we proved the same fact. And today, it's been almost 14 years since the Iranian calendar 1381 until now. It's been 14 years that our people have withstand and resisted. So today, in my opinion, is the day when our nuclear scientists, that means nuclear prowess, the great front runners of our diplomacy, that means that translates into diplomatic prowess. So we have scientific or technological power and diplomatic power. They are standing by each other's side. So today you are witnessing the fact that these two powers have brought our great national power. So today we are making this point clear to the world, and that is that we are saying that the path of moderation, the logic of dialogue, peace, tranquility and calm, dignity for mankind, stability of this region, compared to extremism, the logic of force, the logic of violence, the logic of sanctions, those logics were defeated by the logics I mentioned. So this is what we vividly see. The world today has started the path of respecting the Iranian people, the path of sanctions, pressure, and threats. That path is step by step being dispensed with. We never want in the negotiations to defeat anyone. Don't get us wrong. We are not after defeating anyone. We don't want anyone to lose in these negotiations. We want the restoration of our rights, and we seek negotiations that will have a win-win result, that it would benefit both us and the world, the region as well. We do not want to tell the world that we have stepped into negotiations in which we will be victorious, and that the one sitting in front of us will fail. That's not the case. We know, if others don't know, we do know that we are living in the world where win-lose negotiations will not last. Negotiations will remain that will be win-win. So the P5 plus 1 says that in these negotiations we have done something and we will do something that Iran will not be able to make nukes. Now, that's what they're saying, and we have read from the past that they say that accomplishing what is accomplished is impossible. Since day one, Iran never sought nuclear weapons, and it is not seeking today. It won't be tomorrow. If we were seeking weapons of mass destruction, if we had been seeking weapons of mass destruction, then making chemical weapons was actually much, much easier compared to nukes. We were victims of chemical weapons. Chemical weapons were used against us, not in the battlefronts, but in the city of Sardasht, against our people, against our civilians. Chemicals were used, but we did not retaliate. And we never sought chemical weapons and its production or proliferation, but rather we joined the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty instead. So this people has never been seeking weapons of mass destruction, is not seeking them, and will not seek them. So the best reason of ours, in addition to international conventions and agreements, in addition to our record of performance, and also in addition to the IAEA reports, after 14 years of constant and continuous inspections, in addition to all of these, has been the fatwa, or the religious decree, issued by the leader of Islamic Revolution. The president of the U.S. too refers to this religious decree or fatwa. So this shows that this people, in terms of faith, religion, morals, religious values, and they have not been seeking this weapon and will not do that. If you, in the context of P5+1, have come to the conclusion that Iran, this has been a victory for you, that you have disabled Iran from seeking nukes. If you say that, okay, you are victorious. You were already victorious even before you knew it. If that's the point, we never sought those weapons, and we will not do that. But if in the past you were maybe seeking this, today I don't think you're doing that. If you thought that the Iranian people could be stopped from their determination, could be stopped from progress and development, and also technological progress, you realize that you were not able, and you will not be able to do that. You will never be able to do that. Our people, on the path of scientific progress, will continue that path as our robust and brave and courageous negotiators in hundreds of sessions and meetings, they have expressly stated the fact that we will not do away with peaceful nuclear technology, and that our Natanz will continue its operations. Enrichment in Natanz will go on. More than 1,000 centrifuges in Fordo have been there, and they will remain to be there. In Iraq, there is a heavy water reactor for the production of medicine, for medicinal uses, and we will keep that. Research and development based on the scientific expertise of our own scientists on the basis of and on the basis of our national goals will be continued. We will not sign any agreement unless on the first day of implementation of the agreement, all the economic sanctions will be nullified and removed all at once on that very day. So with the assistance of the Almighty God, on the path that our people have determined, that's our national will, within the framework that is based on the guidelines and instructions of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, we have made attempts and we will continue making attempts. We do not claim that the government will emerge victorious at the end of the day. It's the people who are the victors, and they will be the victors. And this is the leader who has been the victor and will remain the victor. It's the resolve and resolution of the Iranian people who have been the victor and will be the victor. Of course, the government, as those who serve the people, including the negotiating team, in their capacity as personalities, and dignitaries who find themselves commissioned by the people, by the mission that the people have assigned to them. They too have made their own attempts, and they will continue to do so. And our people will never leave alone their sacrificial soldiers. Our people have never forgotten their services, and they have always appreciated them through their generosity. So today, too, it will be the same. So to the final victory and success, we will continue to tread this path. Today in Lausanne, we took one big step forward. The next steps, with the assistance of the Almighty God, will be taken in the future.